The mere mention of Beersheba, Gallipoli or Palestine evokes proud images of our national identity. And nothing is more awe-inspiring than watching mounted troops and uniforms parading by. With Flag Day coming up soon, we have an opportunity to see this spectacle once again. To tell us about Flag Day at the Caboolture Historical Village, we welcome Bob Whitehouse from the 11th Light Horse Caboolture Troop and Military Museum to the studio. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Deb. It's good to be here. It's a great day. I was up at sunrise and it was a beautiful, beautiful morning, beautiful sunrise.
Oh, it's lovely to have you, Bob. Can you briefly tell us about the history of the 11th Light Horse? How did the regiment first come together as a unit?
Yeah, well, this is very interesting, really. The 11th Light Horse Regiment was a mounted infantry. It wasn't a cavalry unit. It was a mounted infantry regiment of the Australian Army during the First World War. The regiment was raised in Queensland and South Australia in August 1914 and assigned to the 4th Light Horse Brigade. The Queensland and South Australian contingents came together in Brisbane in 1915. The regiment fought against the forces of the Ottoman Empire in Egypt, Gallipoli, and also on the Sinai Peninsula.
The Anzac story runs deep in your family, so you have a personal connection to World War One. You've been a big part of the 11th Light Horse Caboolture Troop for some time now. What drives you to keep the spirit of Australia's mounted troops alive?
I certainly have that personal connection through the family. I had two uncles involved in the First World War. I think most Australians have an overwhelming desire to honour all of the important qualities displayed by those Australian and New Zealand men and women who fought so valiantly in not only the First World War, but in all wars and skirmishes in which we have been involved. We honour their spirit, courage, heroism, and above all, their mateship. I believe that this view of ourselves and the world's view of us also continues to this day, and it is really important that we preserve the memory of those who paid the supreme sacrifice and those who continue to suffer physical and mental scars.
Yes, Bob, this is really interesting information. We'll just take a quick song break and then we'll be back for more about Flag Day. Welcome back. We're here with Bob Whitehouse from the 11th Light Horse Caboolture Troop and Military Museum telling us about Flag Day. So, Bob, as we approach our national days of remembrance like Flag Day, how does the 11th Light Horse from Caboolture get involved and what else will people experience on the day?
Right, Deb. The 11th Light Horse Caboolture Troop, together with other like-minded people, have been celebrating Australian National Flag Day at the Caboolture Historical Village since 2003. Unfortunately, this year, the 11th Light Horse Troop, which is based at the Historical Village, has been dealing with some problems and are not able to conduct the festivities. However, an approach was made to the Caboolture Historical Society, and they were asked that if some outside supporters and members of the 11th Light Horse Troop helped out, would the Society be prepared to run the celebrations under their banner? To everyone's relief and joy, the Society agreed. Besides the traditional flag-raising ceremony, there will be a tribute to colonial Scottish migrants who came to Australia presentation, a dedication ceremony for a restored and repositioned historic flagpole from the War Veterans Home here in Caboolture. There's a cavalcade of transport. We have the Australian Defence Force Navy cadets. We've got a ukulele band, an entertaining choir from the Plantation Retirement Resort. There's vintage military vehicles, a whip-cracking demonstration, and the good old pipes and drums marching band.
Wow, gosh, it sounds amazing. Bob, just before we let you go, I'm really curious to know how Flag Day came about. Can you shed some light on that?
Yes, certainly, Deb, sure. As most people know, the Australian flag was first flown on the 3rd of September 1901. Now, in 1996, the Governor General of Australia, Sir William Dean, issued a proclamation that officially established the 3rd of September as Australian National Flag Day. The main reason that the Australian National Flag Association was established was to oppose suggestions that our existing flag was not appropriately representative of our nation. The 11th Light Horse Caboolture Troop, together with help from numerous supporters, have celebrated Flag Day each year since 2003 on the Saturday morning closest to the 3rd of September.
This is a great day to connect our young ones to our history and national character. It's a salute to armed forces with ceremonies, parades, entertainment and more. So mark off Saturday the 31st in your diary and go along from 9 to 12pm at the Caboolture Historical Village, Beerburrum Road, Caboolture. You've been listening to Bob Whitehouse from the 11th Light Horse Caboolture Troop and Military Museum, keeping our community connected. To listen again, visit our 101.5 FM website and click on podcasts.